From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. A local nonprofit organization wants to make more Fort Myers homes affordable to buy. Residents of Ward 2, which is just outside downtown Fort Myers, heard a pitch Thursday night on why they should stop renting. WGCU's Jessica Mazzaros reports from the meeting at the Riverside Community Center.
Ron McEwen with the Patricia Battelle Foundation starts the conversation with some statistics. He says 78% of single-family residences in the 33916 community are rentals. And he says it was not like this back in the day.
That's part of the reason why we're having the problems that we do here, as far as the crimes and stuff like that, because of that falling away of the concept of the family, friends, and community.
The foundation is turning condemned houses and vacant lots in the area into affordable homes for locals to buy. Carl Baxter is a homeowner in Ward 2 and has lived there more than a decade. He says he'd like to see more homeowners in his neighborhood.
The problem with the rental here, I've been here for 11 years, is that we have some rentals who just, they don't take care of the property. It just really, when you have absentee owners, it really brings violence.
But Amy Cook disagrees. She's lived in a rental duplex for about 8 months. Cook says even though she rents, she cares about her community just like a homeowner.
I care about whether or not the street is safe for me to walk on, whether or not, you know, the garbage is getting picked up or the police are patrolling the area just as much as they do.
Cook says she's not ready to buy a home yet, but she does think about it occasionally. And if she changes her mind, the Patricia Battelle Foundation is developing 7 properties for sale right now. Jessica Mazzaros, WGCU News.